to the right, cuts it back, knifes into the secondary beyond the linebackers, stays on his feet. Ramrod's down inside the 25, the 20, nailed at the 19. Boy, you talk about Jared Yulsman at the right time, Chuck. We both liked this junior here tonight for Minster. Very little experience as a quarterback coming into this game, and he has performed splendidly for the Wildcats.
There's Fort Laramie is going to be working on their interior defense, I guarantee you, this coming week.
Yeah, Redskins unable to wrap up at the line of scrimmage. Here's a very high snap to Yulsman, then a late handoff on the play to Schmiesing. He dances some more, tries to get wide. He can't. He is caught at about the 13 or 14 of Fort Laramie. Play does go for a few yards. Pick up a 4. Second down and 6. Cody Barhorst came up to greet the ball carrier. 8:58 to go in the game. 3 points here by Minster would give the Wildcats a 2-score lead, although I'm not sure that a field goal of any significant distance is in the playbook of either head coach tonight. Loose ball in the offensive backfield. It is dropped by Yulsman, trying to make the exchange to Schmiesing, and Fort Laramie's got it.
That's what they needed.
Oh, that's a big play. Tate Schultes in there on the recovery for Fort Laramie. As it looked like, Chuck, miscommunication, handoff, Yulsman, Schmiesing.
I think the snap might have been between the two of them, and I don't know who it was actually supposed to go to. But they haven't done any direct snap to Schmiesing, so no. I think it was just a mistake by the center.
And Minster turns it over. And Fort Laramie's got the football now. 8:38 to go in the fourth. Here's a handoff, right guard, and a fine run, pounding for about 6 or 7, goes Siegel. Yeah, we've got two very durable quarterbacks in this game tonight who will have fine seasons rushing the pigskin, no doubt about it. Siegel, 6'1", 185, same numbers for Yulsman. Very similarly sized QBs. Second and 3. This time Minster stuffs it after Siegel lunged for a yard and a half. Third and less than 1. Maybe a measurement upcoming. 7:57 to go in this game. 20-14. Minster leads Fort Laramie by 6. No measurement. Third and 1, Redskins. If you're stalled here, no gain, Chuck. Fourth and 1. Do you punt it or do you go for it?
That's why they make the big bucks.
Here is a fake snap to the quarterback, Siegel, who acted like he took it. It went to Ward up short, and Ward dived for the first down. He got 2. Redskins tried to buffalo Minster as Yulsman, or I should say Siegel, tried to deceive, make it look like he took the snap from center. He didn't have it. It went directly to Ward, and Ward hammered for a couple yards and a first down. Line of scrimmage, shy of the 30. Siegel keeps right end. Minster stretches out the play to the short side of the field. No room to go, and no gain. Second down and 10, Fort Laramie. 6:55 to go in the fourth. 20-14. Minster leads by 6. Defenses have settled in. First 4 possessions, Chuck, of this game, 4 touchdowns.
Well, they had 4 hours at halftime to make adjustments, so I think that's probably what we're seeing now.
You're right. 6.5 to go. Clock on the move. Tight formation. Again, a short snap to Ward. And Ward tries to plow right through the gut of the Minster defense. He wedges out 2. That's it. And now Fort Laramie is forced to throw predictably here on 3rd and long. Line of scrimmage is the 33-yard line of Fort Laramie. Let's see where Cody Gasson lines up. Gasson flanked out to the left. Here's the quarterback, Siegel, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. He rolls left, looks downfield, Still looks. He's going to keep it. Breaks a tackle. Another. Stays on his feet. He's on a jaunt up to near the 40. Didn't make it. About a yard and a half short of a first down. And head coach Rick Parks, Chuck, wastes no time. Onto the field, I think, comes the punt team.
Yeah, I mean, with 5:30 to go, you got to punt. If you go for it down here and don't make it, you pretty much gave the game up.
Fourth and a yard and a half for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage is at the Redskins 37 and a half, 38. Fort Loramie needs to get to the 39 plus for a first down. Let's see, we've got a flag before the snap. Pre-snap foul against somebody, and if it's on Minster, it gives Fort Loramie a first down. This is a critical call. 5:17 to go in the fourth quarter. 20-14 lead, Minster. The officials and Minster players huddle, and it is a mark-off against Minster, I believe, Chuck. Illegal substitution, maybe?
I got to see a signal, but yeah. Yeah, illegal substitution.
My goodness. That is a significant call. 20-14. 6-point lead, Minster. Fort Loramie possession. Line of scrimmage, the 43 of the Redskins. 5-yard penalty moves it from the 38 to the 43. Snap back to Siegel. Wants to throw on first down. Whips a bullet to a receiver who catches on his knees at the 46. He's drilled from behind while on the ground. And it's another penalty on Minster. Oh, that's a huge call.
That was the correct call, too. He was on his knees, and he just got blasted. I can't believe the two officials that were closest and looking right at it didn't throw the flag.
You're exactly right, Chuck. It took the back judge to race in and make the call. And there were two referees within 5 yards either side of the reception. Gasson went to one knee, made sure of the catch. He wasn't thinking about running.
No, he was on his knees when he made the catch.
Yeah, sure was.
So that gave him, they were going to have the first down anyway, but that 15 yep. yards is huge.
The play went for 10, the penalty 15 more. First and 10 at the Minster 30. And here's Fort Loramie sweeping to the left end. Cutback move by Jake Ward. He digs hard to the 27-yard line. I said Ward, it was Gasson.
Came out of the wingback spot.
I've gotten those two young men mixed up all night. They're both wearing black.
Right, well.
And they both got numbers you can't see.
That's the old Brian Bashnagel play right there.
I like it. 4:20 left in the fourth. 20-14. Minster leads by 6. Fort Loramie driving. Second down, 6 yards to go for a first down. Snap to Siegel. Deep drop. And he throws a pass downfield inside the 20, intended for Gasson, broken up. That was the play, Chuck, that a couple plays ago got 10 yards, a first down, and the late hit penalty. Third and 6 for the Redskins. Line of scrimmage is the Fort Loramie 20, or I should say the Minster 27-yard line. We are 7 seconds outside of 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It has been a terrific ball game tonight. 4 touchdowns on the first 4 possessions, and the defense is now really stiffened. Here's a spin move in the offensive backfield. I think Siegel took the snap, faked a handoff. We saw Drew Worman perform that kind of deception last year a few times. This time, Chuck, it only netted a yard.
Well, this is a big play right here.
4th and 5 for Fort Loramie at the Minster 26-yard line. Timeout called by the Redskins.
Well, it's a good timeout. I mean, now they're down to 1, but you need to, the game's on the line right here. You got to have the play you want and make sure that everybody's on the same page.
Exactly.
So you don't, there's no reason to hang on to that timeout.
6-point lead, Minster. 4th down coming here for Fort Loramie. A little better than 5 yards needed for a first down. 3:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Line of scrimmage, the 26 of Minster. You know what? You'd better place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. you better do it long before the winter gets here. Tom and Jerry's meets all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's in Fort Loramie is fully licensed and insured. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie is family-owned and builds a quality name on relationships. One customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at TomJerry's.com. Tom and Jerry's building relationships, customer by customer by customer. Fourth and five, Fort Loramie, huge play. 26 of Minster, snap back to Siegel, rolling right, being pursued, being chased, sideline throw, nearly picked off at the sideline by Minster. Maybe it was caught. Yes, it was intercepted. A good late adjustment on the football by Minster at the 19-yard line, although Minster would have been better off just batting that ball down, gaining 7 yards of field position. A marker's been thrown. I think it's on Fort Loramie.
Yeah, they had about three people moving in the backfield.
And Minster says no, we'll decline it and take over the football with 3:39 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Well, they certainly can't afford to give up a couple of first downs. They got to stop them right here. I'm impressed with Minster. I mean, this is, like you said it before the game, it's a really young team. I mean, they graduated out, 17, 19 kids, and came out here and played one heck of a football game.
At 19 graduated. Coach Stokes told me yesterday we're really green. He said, I don't know how we're going to be able to do it, but somehow, some way, we've got to learn how to score real quick and grow up against a very good veteran Fort Loramie team. Well, and Minster's done that.
They scored early. And then this is the second half has been a real battle of back and forth, but nobody's been able to put any points on the board.
Nope, it's been a defensive standoff here in the second half of play. 3:39 to go. Snap back to Hulsman. Fakes to Schmiesing. Hulsman keeps. He barrels over right guard. He's got one or two, and that's it. Second down, 8 or 9 to go for Minster at the 20-and-a-half-yard line. Dan Burning, Nate Plyman in on the stop for Fort Loramie. Well, we're all the way down to 3:17 to go in the game. And if I read the scoreboard correctly, Chuck, Fort Loramie's down to what, a single timeout?
Yeah, one timeout. They called one early in the third quarter, and then he has called that last one.
Well, one first down by Minster, and this game is maybe in the books. Oh, it's a high snap to Hulsman, and fortunately for Minster, it doesn't go through his hands far enough that it's a foot race back inside the 10. The ball drops a step behind Hulsman, and he plops on it in the nick of time. Woo. Well, it is third down for Minster, 13 to go. I doubt if we see a forward pass here.
I would be shocked.
2:36 to go in the game, 20 to 14 Minster. Third and 14 to go for the Wildcats. Yulsman's got receivers all over the field. Two left, one right. Snap back to him. Fake to Schmiesing, keep by Hulsman, and he's plastered right there at the line of scrimmage. Fell ahead for one. Well, Fort Loramie needs all-out pressure on Minster's punter right here.
I called the timeout right there myself.
What are you doing? The clock continues to run down to minute 59, minute 58. No two-minute warning, of course, in the high school game. I said that tongue-in-cheek. We all know that. Fort Loramie would have liked one tonight, though. Deep men for Fort Loramie on the Minster half of the field at the 47. Gasson and Ward, both dangerous. Short snap, kick is away, nearly blocked. Oh, it is caught at the 46 by Fort Loramie. There's a lane down the near side. A good return inside the 35, 30, a good block. Tackle made. Darren Turner chugged his way a good 20 yards downfield, and the Redskins are outside the 25-yard line of Minster. Ball marked for play at the 27, a 20-yard return. Poor coverage downfield by Minster.
Well, it was, but Loramie sent so many people that they couldn't send their gunners down. They had to stay and protect. Right. So he had 10, 15 yards in front of him when he caught the ball.
Yep. Good observation, Chuck. First and 10, Fort Loramie. A minute 28 to go. Here's Siegel at quarterback. It is Ward who gets the direct snap. He's over right tackle for 3, maybe 4. A minute 19 to go. Redskins have 8 timeout remaining. And I'm not sure, Chuck, unless Fort Loramie busts a big play right now on the ground, if the Redskins can get this ball into the end zone without throwing.
They're going awfully, awfully slow right now.
Sure are. 1 minute even to go. Second and 7. Deep drop to Siegel. Throwing end zone. Middle of the field. It is caught down at the goal line. Does it come out? No! It's rolled a touchdown! Touchdown! Oh, my goodness! Minster unhappy with the call. Wildcats were signaling incomplete, but a terrific catch downfield. Oh, what a play. Wow. It looked to me like it was Cody Gasson. That's who it was. Cody Gasson amidst traffic, Chuck, inside the 5, caught the ball a yard out of the end zone, and he was walloped hard, but clung to the football and fell into pay dirt.
Yeah, well, the Minster kids didn't think so, but from where I was sitting, it looked like he had it before he dropped it after he crossed the line.
52 seconds to go. The game tied. C.J. Billing on for the point after, and the kick is blocked. It's no good. It's missed, and we're tied at 20 with under a minute to go in this lengthy game, already delayed by lightning, is now looking more likely at an overtime.
I don't know if I can stay awake any longer.
Oh, what a ball game for openers.
It's been a good one.
Yep. No way, Chuck, will we be able in the next 9 weeks to top this one.
You're probably right.
You're fine.
So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here tonight, including M&A Muffler and Tires. It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before that early winter weather gets a firm grip on you. Go to M&A for big savings on tires. Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery. Call Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires. 937-295-3971. 295-3971. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Good up front line penetration by Minster. It looked like the kick by Billing, a little slow in developing, may not have been off the ground as high as he would have wanted. The kicking game, especially for these two clubs a year ago, both hit the graduation in that department. New place kickers for each team. And each club has missed a point after tonight. That's why we are at 20-20 with 52.7 to go. And Fort Loramie kicks it off. It's a short one. It's down to the 34. Returned by Minster to the 41. And Minster's got a shot, Chuck, at getting this football down in the long field goal range.
Well, they've got 2 timeouts left, and I think a long field goal tonight would be from the 2.
Oh my! I don't know whose humor is worse, but we're so used to each other's bad humor, we do laugh. Well, Minster, with the 2 timeouts remaining, and the ability to throw the football deep, 2 touchdown passes to Niemeyer by Hulsman tonight, is not out of this game, or I should say, certainly has a chance to pull this out of the fire.
Loramie was too deep, but now they've split them, so looks like the middle of the field's open.
Snap to Hulsman, wants to throw. 2 or 3 Fort Loramie defenders playing center field. Hulsman can't throw it, doesn't risk a deep bomb. And 2 Redskins hover over him at about the 38 and sack him. And the clock runs to 28, 27, 26. And Minster belatedly, Chuck, I think is going to get a timeout, or will they?
I don't know. It looks to me like they're going to let this thing go to overtime.
No timeouts called by Minster. The Wildcats will end the game with two timeouts in their pocket. We're down to 10, 9, 8. Snap back to Hulsman. Fakes the inside handoff. He's back at his 30. Long, deep post pattern down the middle. Lone receiver is Schmiesing. Three defensive backs there for the Redskins who break it up. And if I read the scoreboard right, Chuck, there's, what, a tenth of a second to go?
They scored. The guy let it run down. So you could tell he kind of stopped it and let it go. And then he went, I got to let it. That should have been that should have run out because that's called the home field advantage.
Game tied at 20. And unless a Hail Mary miracle is pulled off here by Minster, we've got an OT and our opener on scoresbroadcast.com from right here at Fort Loramie tonight. Hulsman will set up shop in the spread. Line of scrimmage is the 38. Minster utilizing a timeout. Hook and ladder, maybe?
I think it's you run it all the way down, and now you call your timeout. I think I'd take a knee and say, I mean, yeah. You obviously were playing for overtime. Why take a chance here?
Yeah, if you're back inside the 20, certainly you take a knee. Quick hitch to Niemeyer and then a lateral.
I mean, there's things you can run. We've seen him run that. I just think clock management, if you were going to do that, you need to call your other timeout.
Tenth of a second to go. Game tied at 20. Minster football inside the Wildcats 40. And
I think with a tenth of a second, they can't catch it. They can only tip it. No, that's basketball.
I tell you what, you've been on tonight. Yeah, you've been on. You've outnumbered me about 7 zingers to 2.
I'm exhausted.
Oh, what a game this has been. 4 touchdowns, first 4 possessions. Then after each team stalled offensively once, Minster punched in a score on a throw from Hulsman and Niemeyer to give Minster the lead by 6. And then Fort Loramie rallied to score in the last minute on a beautiful strike from the quarterback Siegel to Gasson. Gasson with a great catch down inside the 2 or 1 yard line amidst defenders from Minster, which thought the ball was out and on the ground, but Gasson, who juggled it, clutched it before it hit the turf on the rebound. And what has been called here? A penalty on Fort Loramie of 5 yards?
It was another substitution infraction.
Penalty on Fort Loramie, illegal substitution, 5-yard step off. It's now at the 44 of Minster. So now the Wildcats only need to negotiate 56 yards on this last play. Keep in mind, if there's a defensive foul, the game could continue. Oh, a high snap. Hulsman almost dropped it. Gets it away. Downfield. Inside the 10. It's wide of the mark. No good. Intended for Niemeyer. So it is an overtime. Woo, boy, Chuck. That last 1/10 of a second play by Minster. Almost disaster. The snap was very high. Was tipped by Hulsman. He got a finger on it, managed to collect it. If that sails over his head and an on-rushing Fort Loramie defender scoops it up, he can run it in to end the game.
Yeah, that's why I just thought if you played it for the overtime by not calling your timeouts, I'm not sure why they were throwing it. And I'm not critiquing because I guarantee you he knows a lot more about football than I do.
But everybody's in that spread, even at the high school level, and that is one of the dangers of the spread. You got to make a short backward pass to the quarterback to start the play.
Exactly. Yep.
So many thanks to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, and Troy Body Car Star. Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney. Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Gratitude as well to Manbauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. The Bluffton University MBA program. Brookins in Fort Loramie. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. And John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his very best shot. So many thanks to Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. Sydney Car Care and Primary Eye Care Associates also on the air with us, having started late last season during the basketball tournament. And we thank them so much as well. Primary Eye Care with locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, Jackson Center, and Troy. It's the premier eye care facility in West Central Ohio, the most popular by far. Open evenings and Saturdays for your convenience. Primary Eye Care Associates. Sydney Car Care, 1080 South 4th in Sydney. Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, and all the mechanics run a great shop. Terrific turnaround on your car repair, reasonably priced. 492-9495, that's the number. 492-9495, Sydney Car Care, formerly McLean's Service Center on South 4th in Sydney. Well, Chuck, we've had a coin toss to determine who defends, who has the ball first. And in the game of high school football, the leather is placed right on the 20. And until you run out of downs or score points, it's your football. And the Redskins have possession first. We're tied up at 20. Overtime here at Fort Loramie, opening night. Of course, if you fumble it or turn it over, you give up the possession. Here's an in sweep, left side, Jake Ward. He gets a block, another one. Great run by him all the way to the 10. Wow. Big first down play by Fort Loramie. Hogan Camp came up to prevent a run down inside the 5. Now it's goal to go at the 10, Chuck. You'd prefer to run that play to the 11, then get a first down at the 7 or 8.
Yeah, exactly. But you're not going to complain.
No. Goal to go, Fort Loramie at the 10. Splendid first down run by Ward. Game tied at 20. Two tight ends. Pitch out right side. Minster tries to diagnose. They over-pursue, and it's a good run by Fort Loramie inside the 5, down to the 3. Second down and goal for the Redskins. Boy, that was a sharp cut by Gasson.
Yeah, because they had that played well defensively, and he did a great job, like you said, of cutting it up the field.
Yeah, wide, there was no room. Minster had it covered to the sideline, but Gasson on a dime spun back to the middle. Line of scrimmage is the 4. He picked up 6. Second and goal from the 4. This is no shoe-in. Minster's played very well defensively in the second half. Oh, it's a drop football by Ward in the offensive backfield. He covers it up, manages to slide forward to the line of scrimmage. I think, Chuck, no gain. Third and goal from the 4. Now it's interesting. 20-20 tie. Of course, Minster will have a possession following this in an attempt to tie or win the game.
Well, you can't really have any confidence in trying a field goal.
No. Here is Siegel back to throw. Throwing left corner of the end zone. Receiver's there. Oh, it's just beyond his fingertips. It was Plyman. At the tight end, he had the defender beaten. It was just a little bit strong off the arm of Siegel. He'd like to have it back. It is 4th and 4 for Fort Loramie. 4-yard line of Minster.
I think he got held a little bit. Uh-huh. And I think that's the reason he didn't get to it.
Yeah. A Minster player was beaten. He was diving at the feet of the receiver. Might have slowed him down a half step. But no penalty flag was thrown. Snap back to Siegel, rolling right. Oh, he's way back behind the line. He's out of real estate, and he dumps it off at the goal line. No good. Incomplete. That play was aborted from the get-go. Good penetration by Minster. And now Minster from the 20 gets a first and 10 with an opportunity to win this game. Well, Fort Loramie, Chuck, with two excellent runs from scrimmage to take it from the 20 to the 4. And then Minster's defense got really stout. So now Minster takes over 20-yard line. And if Minster puts points on the board, field goal, touchdown, it is over. Now Fort Loramie's possession looked very promising. 4-yard line, second and goal. But no more yards gained on the next three plays. Here's Yulsman. He's back. It is at the 25. He fires a pass toward the right for Schmiesen. Oh, it's walloped to the ground. Good play. Outstanding play. Frank Meyer, defensive end, leaped up. He swatted that like a 7-foot pivot player.
And I'm going to show you that I've done this before. Frank Meyer is my player of the game for Fort Loramie before he even made that play.
Rock solid on defense.
He's been a monster out there tonight.
He sure has. He is an outstanding defensive performer for the Redskins. Was last year. Came on like gangbusters, especially the last 6 weeks. Second and 10, Minster from the Fort Loramie 20 in the overtime. We're tied at 20. Here is the quarterback, Hulsman, rolling right. He's got a little running room. We got a flag in the offensive backfield, freeing Hulsman for a 9-yard gain. We've got a clip for a hold on Minster. It was obvious.
It was a tackle. And when you're back there like that and there's nobody around you, you might as well not do it because it's going to be seen.
And if it is not committed, Hulsman is stopped probably for a loss of a yard or two. He wound up gaining 9, maybe even a first down, or down around the 10. But it is negated, penalty behind the line. So Minster will have a second down play, Chuck, from where? Outside the 35?
31, it looks like.
31, 10-yard foul. You're right. My mistake. So it is second down for Minster and 21 yards to go for a first down. We're in overtime. Tied at 20. Fort Loramie failed to dent the scoreboard on its possession. Here is the QB, Hulsman. He's standing way back at the 38. Takes the snap. Looks at Schmiesing. Doesn't give it to him. Keeps. He's trying to get the corner turned. Skirts the end. Inbounds. Goes Hulsman. 30-yard line. 25. Upended. He's toppled in the vicinity of the, 23? He got more yards in that play than Fort Loramie would have liked.
Yeah, that means now you get 6 or 7 on this when you got a real shot at it.
Yeah. Hulsman, little dipsy-doo on that run, shake and bake, and he got 11, 3rd and 10, just outside the 20 for Minster. Here's Hulsman looking down to the end zone, throws behind the receiver. Does he catch it in the field of play?
Wow.
Diving back toward the sideline was Schmiesing or Niemeyer, a back shoulder throw by Hulsman, and it was executed to perfection.
That was Schmiesing, and I'll tell you, he caught that with one hand behind him.
Terrific catch by Bryce Schmiesing, and now Minster is knocking on the door at the 2.5 goal to go. 20-20 tie. Facing a second and 21, Minster tries to pull it out of the fire and win this game. Here is the quarterback. Hulsman gives. It is an end around. Schmiesing toward the pylon. Piled up at the goal line. Inches short. Second and goal. Boy, Minster's offense, Chuck. Shades of last year. Don't count them out. Second and 21. Second and 31. Up under center now. Good move here by Minster's head coach, Garen Stokes. Hulsman takes the snap, and he pile drives straight ahead. He forges his way into the end zone. It's a touchdown. and Minster knocks off Fort Loramie in overtime. It was a thriller, 27-21 Wildcats in OT.
Wow, I'll tell you what, that was a heck of a football game, and you can see the emotions because, like, these towns are 5 miles apart.
Yep.
These guys know each other like they go to the same school.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a pride thing, and Minster, I'm very impressed.
Yeah, Minster earned it in overtime. Fort Loramie a second and goal from the 4. Minster stopped the Redskins. Minster then, on its possession, had a second and what?
21.
Yeah, second and 21 from the 31 and got the first down. Great throw, back shoulder, Yulesman to Schmiesing, and then a TD a couple plays later. 27-21, Minster defeats Fort Loramie. Chuck, let's take a break. We'll return with our Clancy's, highlight a few stats. Back in 60, six-point lead Minster, or I should say a six-point win Minster, in overtime on scoresbroadcast.com.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called, and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
27-21, Minster scored first and last tonight, and the Wildcats win it by, I said 26-21?
It was 26-20.
What did I say?
27-21. You had it right.
I got
margin.
I got the spread. Got the spread right. 26-20, Minster a thrilling six-point win over Fort Loramie. The Wildcats got the first touchdown and the last one, and that was the margin of difference. A lot of heroes for both teams here tonight. As you noted, Chuck, defensively, Frank Meyer played exceedingly well for Fort Loramie. Jared Hulsman was dynamite running the show for Minster's offense.
Well, Frank Meyer is my Clancy's player of the game for the Redskins. On the other side, I had to divide it because Bryce Schmiesing was amazing, and he was amazing because Jared Hulsman was amazing.
Yep.
So the two of those together are the Clancy's players for Minster.
Yeah, Schmiesing with the splendid catch on what was a third and 10 at about the 20. Back shoulder throw, Schmiesing caught it with one hand going out of bounds at the 4. And that enabled Minster to set up shop inside the 5. 2 plays later, touchdown. Minster wins it by 6 points. Those are our Clancy stars of the game. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, but great food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
The win tonight by Minster over Fort Loramie enables Minster to extend its win streak over the Redskins to 4. In fact, Minster has now won 6 of the last 7. And Fort Loramie's last victory over Minster was in 2013 at Minster by a score of 21-18. Fort Loramie last won here at Fort Loramie back in 2010, 14-12. So Redskins will have to wait two more years till 2018 to break a losing streak to Minster here at the Fort Loramie Stadium.
That was a tough loss for them. I mean, this is one where they I'm sure felt like they should win the football game, and they played well at spots. They struggled defensively up the middle. I'm sure they're going to shore that up. But two really good football teams and two well-coached football teams.
Chuck, do you ordinarily expect the offenses to be so sharp right out of the gate in the first half opening week? Wow.
No, you don't. I mean, especially because they threw the ball. They run. They both run some misdirection. I was impressed.
As it turned out, Minster's defense got the job done when it counted most. Fort Loramie with a second and goal inside the five at about the 3.5 or 4 yard line in overtime, and Minster's D shut the door on the Fort Loramie Redskins
and blocked the extra point that would have kept it from even going into overtime.
Exactly, and a very good point. I lost track of that. An extra point failure by Fort Loramie with the game at 20, tied up at 20-20 with about, 52 seconds to go, as I recall.
Less than a minute.
A low extra point was tipped by Minster at the line of scrimmage. Had Fort Loramie converted, you got a 21-20 lead with under a minute left, and Minster at some point's got to make a Hail Mary in the final few plays. They did have two timeouts left, but
and I'm probably 5 minutes from home.
But yeah, that extra point miss was huge, and that is the margin of victory tonight. Or I should say could have been the margin of victory for Fort Loramie had the Redskins successfully kicked it through. But give credit to Minster blocking the kick and then holding Fort Loramie out of the end zone when the Redskins had a second and goal at the 4. So many thanks to our great sponsors tonight. We've given them all outstanding bonus coverage. We were on the air for probably, half the lightning delay, Chuck?
Well, more than half the lightning delay. We started at, 7?
Yep.
7 o'clock, so it's 5 hours.
Other scores tonight, Versailles beat Salina 13-7. Layman Catholic lost a heartbreaker to Fort Recovery 21-20. Anna, an easy winner on the road at Arlington, avenging last year's loss in overtime at home, 28-0, Anna won. And with 9 minutes left, the St. Mary-Sydney game was suspended. Sydney trailed by 3. High-scoring game, 36-33, I think was the score. Don't forget, next Friday night, Bell Fountain at Sydney. Kickoff time at 7. We are on the web here on Scores Broadcast online at 6:35. For Rhett Gish, our Scores Broadcast Chief Engineer, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Fort Loramie, where Minster has beaten the Redskins in overtime by a final score of 26-20. Here's a long ball by Davis down the right side of the field. A splendid catch inside the 5, out of bounds at the 3. Still short of a first down, but the Cavaliers got everything back but 2 yards on that play. Fine catch by Spearman. It's time right now to follow your favorite players and teams, plus the big high school games on scoresbroadcast.com. Snap back to Gold in the shotgun, and he's got an opening outside right guard, and he's right through it into the end zone. Touchdown, Sydney.
Well-designed play, and I'll tell you what, even out of a shotgun, a lot of times that is the best way to run your quarterback because he's got a look and he can see where the opening is.
Goal rolling left, looking in the end zone. Fade pattern, 3 or 4 yards deep. Catch made, caught. Goal finds Hudson in the end zone for 6 more. Here on scoresbroadcast.com, the touchdowns keep right on coming. Here's Giozzi rolling out to the right. Play action. Open receiver, 5 yard line. Touchdown, Redskins, who lead it 20-0. Oh, what a play by Seth Giozzi, the quarterback. Scores.
CavaliersBroadcast.com features color commentary and play-by-play of the Layman Catholic Cavaliers, Sydney Yellow Jackets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, and Anna Rockets.
And now Maverick Long will take the snap at his 32 to boot it away. Oh, he's going to run right up the gut. Look at him go. It's a fake. Long pulls his way to the 45 and carries the Blue Jay with him to the 46 or 7. He's got the first down.
Wow. I'll tell you what, in a game like this, you might as well pull all the stops out.
Hear the game-changing plays all season long on scoresbroadcast.com.
Third and four for Minster from its 34. The quarterback back to throw in trouble. The ball is stripped. It's on the ground. Fort Loramie's got it. Recovery Redskins at the 28. And Fort Loramie is in business.